Divinity and dust. Holy Zohar says, Divinity in Exile. Sorry, Divinity in Exile, the writings, it's Shamati, page 20. The matter of Divinity in Exile. Page 20 in Shamati. Article number 2, Divinity in Exile. The Holy Zohar says, He is Shochen, dweller, and she is Shekhinah, divinity. We should interpret his words. It is known with regard to the upper light that they say that there is no change. As it is written, I, the Lord, change not. And all the names and affiliations are only with respect to the kelim, to the vessels, which is the will to receive, included in Malchut, the root of creation. From there, it hangs down to this world, to the creatures. All these discernments, beginning with Malchut, being the root of the creation and the worlds, through the creatures, is named Shechina. The general tikkun, correction, is that the upper light will shine in them in utter completeness. The light that shines in the kelim is named Shochen. And the kelim are generally named Shechina. In other words, the light dwells inside the Shechina. This means that the light is called Shochen because it dwells within the kelim. That is, the whole of the kelim are named Shechina. Before the light shines in them in utter completeness, we name that time a time of corrections. This means that we make corrections so that the light will shine in them in completeness. Until then, that state is called divinity in exile. It means that there is still no perfection in the upper worlds. Below, in this world, there should be a state where the upper light is within the will to receive. This tikkun is deemed receiving in order to bestow. Meanwhile, the will to receive is filled with ignoble and foolish things that do not make place where the glory of heaven can be revealed. This means that where the heart should be a tremblance for the light of God, the heart becomes a place of waste and filth. In other words, ignobility captured the whole of the heart. This is called divinity in the dust. It means that it's lowered to the ground, and each and every one loathes matters of sanctity, and there is no desire whatsoever to rise it from the dust. Instead, they choose ignoble things, and this brings on the sorrow of the Shekhinah, when one does not make place in the heart that will become tremblance for the light of God. Questions? Yes, Itzik Tzvika. People even mentioned you there. I was mentioned that there's a person who bugs us all the time, but helps us understand the material. Go back. Pass them. Back. He says that the Kelim are called in general Shechina, that the light dwells inside the Shechina. What are these vessels?
Desire. The desire can be opposite, which is called divinity in exile, since it cannot hold the quality of bestowal in it, where it has no intention of bestowal. First, tzimtzum, restriction, and then the intention to bestow, called returning light, or chozer. So it doesn't have that. Like the guest towards the host, that's called divinity in exile, in the dust. There's not even a sense that there's no returning light towards the host. it's just drowned in dust. There could at least be a sense of feeling that, but even less than that is not even sensing that. Meaning people are immersed in their own desires, preoccupied with themselves, and that's it. That means that the point of Bina that lies within Malchut is completely not apparent. So much so that there is none of it in the person with respect to life, with respect to bestowal. And less than that is that the point of Bina in Malchut does not even appear. And that layer within Malchut is called the stony heart. And in order to clarify the stony heart, the shattering actually occurred. So how can we clarify the stony heart? We draw the light that reforms. This, for instance, is a layer of our desires, and the light shines on it. The light shines, and it goes all the way besides this layer here. Then, at the border, it's literally a border between the stony heart and, let's say, first nine sefirot, where the whole thing is Malchut. Or Shechina, divinity. And we have to find and clarify that bound, that border, the boundary. That is where actually all the discernments are found. So we have to make these scrutinies. Here, there's some what of the quality of bestowal, while here, it's purely the quality of reception. Quality of reception. And distinguishing between this and that, light and darkness, the creator and the creature, and so on and so forth. All the discernments lie in this border.
What is this Shechina? When does it become Shechina?
Shechina is named after the future, where the will to receive will become the place for the revelation of the quality of bestowal. So that in the will to receive, such a thing will exist as love of others. Two opposite things, literally in the same place. And as it happens, that's referred to as the dominion of the creator within the creature.
For the time being, when the work is not between the friends, like an invention or something,
now,
is there a divinity?
For now, divinity is in exile.
What does that mean? Is there a divinity or isn't there? If it's an exile, then there is a divinity that is in exile.
In the meantime, we feel, we somewhat feel that our desire is in exile, that the forces of bestowal are not in control of it, rather the forces of reception, and that is called exile from the quality of bestowal. What else is exile from? That's called divinity in exile. Instead of having the quality of bestowal there, the quality of reception lies there. It's like you're sitting right now, and what are you thinking about? I want to drink, I want to sleep, I want to take a trip, I want to something, you know? I want something. I want. You don't feel that they want, they need, and I can somehow help. And you don't even feel yourself at all. None of it. It's just, doesn't exist. So, until you have that, it's called divinity in exile. It can either be this or that. Either you think about yourself, or you think about others. In the end, that's it. There's no more than that. As much as we hate it, but that's how it is.
When the ninth of Av, there's no Shekhinah, what does it mean that the people of Israel have no luck in those days? There's no Shekhinah?
No luck for Israel means that it doesn't flow to the people who may be Yeshar Kel, directly to the Creator. There's no illumination on them from above. Mazal refers to luck, refers to these little drops of light that drip from above, and that comes from the word nozel, which means liquid or to flow, and these drops, a range, are thoughts towards holiness, towards bestowal. And no luck for Israel means that these lights don't come to those who can be in bestowal, and at those times it's referred to as no luck for Israel.
What does this depend upon?
Oh, that's the problem. That depends on the general plan.
Not upon me, not upon the person himself.
Everyone must say it depends on him, but in fact, it depends on the general program. We can accelerate times, but we can't change the plan. Also, in terms of accelerating time, we're quite limited, quite limited. If we felt our existence in previous life cycles, let's say 600, 800 years ago, we sat somewhere and we were studying, we would quickly attain the quality of bestowal between us because we wouldn't be connected to the world. Today, 7 billion people are tied to our legs with this great ego that prevails in the world. We have to deliver the method of correction to them. We have to teach them the new life. Integral life. It's a method that they don't know, they don't understand, and until we communicate it to them, we will advance, but our advancement will go both upwards and downwards. Because we must take care of them. For Baal Sulam, that was done by joyfully, freely choosing it. He went up to where he saw the entire reality, and then he said, "Take me down. I don't want that. I want to take care of everyone." And then he was given that, and he was able to speak to people. Well, speak to people. We see what he wrote. It's actually quite far from communicating with the people. But still, we can extract something from that for ourselves. We've yet to discover the true depth of what's going on there. But he asked to be taken down. We don't ask for it. We're in a process and we're fulfilling a role. You know, it's like you're the army and you arrive at a destination and you're told this way or that way and that's it. And so we are in lower levels due to the fact that we have to take care of the whole of humanity. In truth, based on our efforts, we could already be in order to bestow. Not all, but a big part of us. So we have to understand that we have a unique role and task, and therefore we depend on bestowing the method of correction to the masses. The more we succeed there, and our success doesn't mean that they progress. We can't see that. Success is about doing what's up to us. If we do what's up to us, we will rise. Even if they, on their part, will go through all kinds of processes, doesn't matter what. Baal HaSulam continued his work nevertheless and came to what he came. And he literally wrote from the point of the final correction. If we do what's up to us for humanity, we won't have any problem rising. But until you give below, you won't be allowed upwards. Therefore, we have to develop all kinds of means now to have humanity, well, in waves, in ripples, have humanity realize that there's a goal and a method and how to do it and teach them, as well as develop ourselves along the way.
Was there a feeling when we come to the 9th of Av that it's the greatest evil? It seems like a tale.
In the 9th of Av, throughout history, used to be very bad. Right, the final solution, the Germans knew about that, by the way, and there was also the deportations from Spain and the Ashkenazi communities and so forth. People would burn synagogues with the people in them. I saw these monuments in England and other places. But for the last 100 years or so, we've been given an opportunity to start building life that is according to the final correction. So there's nothing to be sorry about. We must turn this day to a day of joy. And I think that the common people, more or less, are willing to accept this. There's nothing to be sorry about. What? Because it writes cry here. People have already passed that. I don't think that. Well, the heart has become so rigid that there's nothing to cry about, and it became wiser. So now we just need to make an effort to enter correction. Yeah.
No.
Yes. Well. Hello, I wanted to... I'm from the Beersheba group. That's the first time I'm here.
Yeah, if you sit next to Amnon, now I understand.
Yeah, he's my father.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to ask a question when Bina connects to Malchut and couples with Malchut. And let's say a person was able to attain the attribute of bestow. What reminiscences does this have? Reminifications does this have on a person? What happens to him? Does he suddenly start with, I don't know, eruption? I can say that I never wrote songs or anything, and And all of a sudden you feel like
writing songs.
I couldn't stop writing. And after the convention was over, I also couldn't calm down for a moment. I've always, since then, I have such thoughts and regarding you and everything, songs.
It's true. It's exactly the indication of the integration of Bina and Malchut.
No, so today I didn't plan on coming, but and on Milvado, so I came. I don't even know what happened to me. I felt.
It's because in everyone there are still kind of, you know, general winds or frequencies or streams that take everyone out of their regular state. Everyone's is like that right now. It's very good. Good. You're very sensitive, gentle, you know, unlike what we have here. Yes.
Lucio from Peru has asked. Lucio.
Who? Yossi?
From Peru is asking, could you explain the difference between divinity in general and divinity in dust?
That's a matter of feeling. Exile means I'm detached from spirituality. The dust means I'm immersed in my desires. It's just, how do I measure myself? In the dust is lower than in exile. In exile means I'm exiled, I'm disconnected. There's a certain surrounding light shining on me yet, and so I feel that I'm in exile. What does Baal HaSulam write? Man made a certain transgression. He was exiled from Malchut, was exiled from the kingdom, and then he was brought to some foreign land until he even forgets what he had. So as long as he doesn't forget, it's exile in his feeling. When he forgot, then he may say, I'm in the dust. After, later on, he can't even determine that. Now, we're in a different state. If the person is taken away from the kingdom, meaning the land of the king, then he forgets until he doesn't even know where he is. So then he has no possibilities, and then surrounding lights are brought to him until he begins to feel that I'm in the dust or in exile, and then he wants to go back to the kingdom. Okay, so we'll continue with what else we have there, according to the plan, Zohar. Okay, let's do some Zohar. Half an hour Zohar, then half an hour Tess, and then